Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
It's like,
why are you hiding glasses on? It's like, what's going on?
I don't want them to see my soul. That niggas be trying to be deep.
It's like, they ain't see it.
Hey, y'all, You want to start?
I want to know why you got them glasses on first.
I told you why.
For everybody that's not watching, let's listen.
She got on Gucci shades, like.
I'm going to pull them to the tip of my nose.
Not the tip.
You going to wear that?
The tip top.
That just reminded me of you at dinner last night.
Y'all, first of all, we're back.
It's like, we get it.
I'm going to get back in the studio. We just recorded one.
Yeah, it just needs to be
a right. Get a track.
I don't want to do it every
okay,
time.
Okay, we'll do a track.
Like, every time
okay,
I'm
last
gonna be
time.
A,
this
is
the last time.
Off.
Okay. Like, my vocals.
Back. See?
You're off.
Y'all, we're in Miami.
We're
back in Miami.
I'm like, is this our second home now?
It's been lit.
Lit.
We got Bree Renee from the A with She's been on the show before. You were on episode?
First.
The first episode?
The first
that was the first episode?
No, second. With all the friends.
Yeah. All the friends.
Y'all, we in Miami and it's been wild. That's why I had the glasses on. I don't need them to see my truth. These glasses.
Sunglasses.
B. Simone has definitely tapped into B. Simone.
The old me. I really, literally, what was today?
Is it the old you if it was yesterday?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So is it?
I thought it was, yes, yesterday is the old past.
Yeah. Every day is new.
We're being technical.
Every day is new.
Yeah, I thought it was past that.
Thought I was healed.
Let's just talk about the past couple days, what we've been doing. We're in Miami for ABFF.
Yes, we have our film festival, our movie Scheme Queens, and made it to the American Black Film
that's
Festival.
Awesome. That's lit.
Our
that's
first lit. Movie that we produced and starred in ourselves. Like, that's crazy.
And I haven't seen the movie, and Bree has seen it. So yesterday I was like, oh,
I've seen
Bree
it.
Was like, let's just take it one step at a time. I was like, is it good? She was like,
I have thoughts. But you know,
we're practicing. We're just beginning. I was like, well, if we're practicing, we don't need to put it out.
We need to wait till we get it together. Okay, let's practice and rehearse in the red for them. No, but I think it's
cool because it started off as a small little skit that you guys did on Instagram.
Yep. Yep.
And then you guys came together, four women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we put our money up.
Put your own money
we
up.
Put our, we scheduled it. We had a whole crew. We really put our all into it. So it's still a baby,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, like when you're an artist, you always going to feel like your art can be better or dang, I wish I could have did this or I did that. So it's a learning experience by all means. And I feel like I'm excited for the world to see it.
I know. We see it today.
But like you said, the bigger thing to me is that's so amazing is how we actually went from a thought to
and made it happen.
Full production of
made it. Happen.
Yeah, like, and the power of doing that with your friends, other women.
Yeah. So it's me, Bree,
Ernestine and Jackie O.
Yeah.
And B had a panel yesterday for your new show.
Yes.
I being happy.
On Bounce TV.
It's
going to
be on Bounce
exciting.
TV. It looks, comes out in.
It looks so good. But so when good. I looked at Scheme Queens, when I watched that, and then when they showed the clips for Fine and Happy yesterday, I was just like blown away at your growth.
For sure.
That's what she said.
For sure. I could see it too.
Blown away.
I saw that, but I didn't.
Because we shot Scheme Queens first and Finding Happy second.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like,
that's what I said. We were still learning.
Sweetie.
No, just like,
I didn't know none of my lines.
Right. But you grew so much as an actress.
But that was quick. That was December you guys finished, right?
Yeah. About six months. Yeah.
No, you started in April.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, so it was like a
quick 3 months. Yeah. Maybe.
But it was just like amazing to see that. And it was really cool. Like to see your friends do that. Yeah. Like, that's cool. I can't wait for tonight.
The panel we did yesterday, I was on there for Finding Happy, and it was so cool to see Brie. I didn't even know you were coming, you little stinker. Brie and Megan in the audience. Megan, the whole time, y'all, for y'all that can't see us, she had her phone up. Like, imagine a mom.
Literally.
At a recital.
Yeah.
I was just like,
you're doing great, sweetie.
No, seriously. She was like, holding the phone up and cheesing. I was like, started crying. I was like, that's fucking dope.
It's just cool.
And it was amazing to see you on stage, like, in your element with these, like, amazingly talented black actresses that's been in the field for so long. So I'm sure that's why you picked up a lot of skills too.
Angela Gibbs, that paid my, I said her name right.
Yeah, Angela Gibbs.
Okay. She played my mom in the show.
Yeah.
Kim Coles from Living Single.
That's so cool.
Like, but I remember during one of the scenes with Angela, I was like, she's an acting coach and she's phenomenal. Mm. Like, her mom has a star on the
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Her mom is like a legend. But she could tell I was in my head because it was like a deep scene with her. She was like, look at me. She was like, you keep looking off. She was like, the lines are not there. The lines are here. Mm. Like, she was like, look at me. Look at me. Like, living this moment. Mm. Like, because you look off because you're nervous.
Yeah.
Or you look off because you're trying to find
unsure.
The moment. You're thinking.
Yeah. And you're trying to be the moment, you're trying to be an actor. So she's keeping you in that acting moment where you're living this life in this world. You're not living with the production and what's going on around you. So,
I'm just so proud of both of y'all. Dang. Like, it's just really, and I try to do this with B when she accomplishes something. I try to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're so used to just
going
and manifesting everything that you want.
I'm getting
and just
better
coming.
At that.
But
though.
I'm like, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to, like, even with everything going on in my life right now, I had to take the moment to really just congratulate myself personally and celebrate. Like, we actually have a movie that's in a film. Like, I'm
that
flying
we
to
for.
Miami that we put our money up and people think that it's good enough for it to be showcased.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
that's not small. That's like once in a lifetime that we do and it becomes kind of natural because like you said we're so focused on the next goal and the next thing.
I wanna make sure
but you just keep going but we need to take the time to celebrate that.
And I think that's important to do. One thing that I'm like trying to be better at practicing is celebrating all things in a way because when you do because if I have spent time acknowledging things that have hurt me.
Come on.
Right?
That's crazy.
And acknowledging and giving that a lot of attention,
a lot of this.
Then I need to train my body to respond to celebrating wins.
Come on.
In every way.
Wow. And not feeling awkward when people, because I sometimes, do you feel like that sometimes when people are celebrating, it's like, okay, y'all, I did it, but.
100%. Yeah, or like, when people are like, you did it. I'm like, but Brie just, Megan.
Sometimes it's okay.
You did that.
Or you don't want it to be. I think it's a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Like, be humble, or it's not all about you, or, but it's okay to live in those moments.
Yeah. I think that's important.
I get awkward with that. I did that yesterday when they were talking about the, we were on the sprinter leaving the panel, and Kim Cole, they were talking about one of the scenes that popped up. I was like, but you were in the background. She was like, it's not, I'm talking about what you did in
your performance.
She said that. She's like, I'm talking about what you did in the scene.
It's okay to have teams and acknowledge the group effort when you come together as a team. But there are still individual things that you bring as a player that we couldn't have even done
100%.
This had you not had 100%. That, whatever that,
every
you know
single
what I mean?
Person.
So it's okay to acknowledge that.
I think it's important. I think that you will be able to see that the good really does outweigh the bad if you celebrate everything.
All the things.
And then you remind yourself, you're telling yourself, I have a good life.
Yeah.
The good really does outweigh the bad.
Yeah, I really have a good life. Yeah.
No, I just had that kind of moment in my life with just everything that was going on with me, and then this amazing opportunity that I'm watching.
Talk about it. Wait, before we get there, because we can talk about that.
Okay. Bree has good news, and we're going to talk about manifestation, how we did that together. I got lipstick.
That's good.
Real quick, before we get to the deep stuff, let's talk about the past 2 days.
Okay. Liddy.
So
we in Miami.
Bree came, or you came 2 days after us?
One day after us. No, she came that night.
I came that night.
Oh, period.
You got here. Y'all got here Thursday.
That was night one.
That was night one.
I made out with that girl night one.
Night one, baby. Balls to the wall.
Clit to the stick. I don't have balls, bitch.
It was like euphemism.
Yeah, yeah. It's great pride month. I just want people to know. Make sure. Put me in no category. Living my truth.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
What's your pronoun?
No.
You guys landed at like 9.
We landed in the morning. Yeah, we landed
early.
I didn't get here until my flight was delayed. So I didn't land until 11:45.
Y'all, let me tell you how Bree so ghetto from Atlanta. You hear me?
Atlanta. She the realest I ever seen.
She the realest nigga.
I'm like, where y'all at? I'm leaving the airport and I'm staying with them. So I'm like, where y'all at? I don't know if they at dinner or what. I was going to meet y'all at the restaurant. She was like, oh, we just left the restaurant. We finna go to this club. I was like, all right, send me the address. I'm sitting on the corner.
On the corner in front of the club with her
bag.
Y'all ready?
With Louis Luggage. This girl, what are you doing?
She's like,
nah,
my friend's coming.
They pulling a, and we end up being in the same section with them. See, like, she was like, you want to go in the club? You can get in the car and change your clothes. I was like, nah, nah, my friend's coming. I'm going to get in their car. And I ain't changing.
So we did dinner. Everybody was at dinner. DJ Clue was there. John Wall. Where were we at?
Is it Playa?
You made a good call. Because we were going to go to Prime Hotel. Mike was like, let's go back to Playa.
That place is fire. Week.
It was fire.
The DJ?
Whoever that DJ is, he needs an award.
Yeah,
he needs raise.
He's great.
What?
He's great.
He makes us get up, honey.
Dancing. Well, the liquor also makes us get up.
We had a good, I think we were just in that vibe too, though. Because like even at the club, we returned.
We got to the club. Yeah. We said, I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation. I had my sneakers on.
Sneakers.
Just chill sweats in the club. A full chill outfit. And we in the section. We taking shots. Yep. We turning up. It was fun. I was getting drunk.
Megan looked at me. She said something. She said, you don't know me. Because she was basically.
No, that was at dinner. That was at dinner. Because you had that look in your eye like.
Megan was like, I said, she relax. Always look at me like when I be doing
something. No, because you said, we should just go to the strip club. And I was like,
I was like, you don't know me.
I was like, yeah.
Because we be at the strip club, Megan be trying to, she will take my purse and
literally.
My wallet.
And I see why, because you lost your phone in the club. I'm in the section with a flashlight. Who got, how many phones you got?
They blowing me up. I leave, because I can't take that energy too much. I can't, the club, yeah. I got to.
Megan, I was like, go. Take the money. I did not want to be responsible for her. I could barely be responsible for myself. I done kissed this girl 3 times. I said, take Imani with you. I woke up the next day like, did Imani make it home?
Right.
Imani stayed with y'all.
She did stay with us. God.
Yeah, I can't do that. So they're blowing my phone up as me and Ashley on the way back. They're like, please check. Check your purse. I'm like, I don't have my phone.
Megan's like,
I said, Raylan has her phone. Yep. She dropped it. Look under this. See? I kept saying she dropped it. She probably dropped it.
And then the club people was like, oh yeah, we'll move the couch at 5 a.m.
No,
Bree said,
I said, okay, the girl she kissed, all y'all get up. Come on. Hey, sir, you 6'2". Grab that in. Come on. I got on sneakers today. We finna move this. We moved the couch.
And there was my phone 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
I'm not finna wait 3 hours.
To move your phone.
Yeah, no.
So thank God you found your phone.
We found her phone. Because I'm like.
And then
my girlfriend was annoying, though.
Your girlfriend was annoying. I thought she stole your phone.
I was like, bitch, frisk it.
Right. I'm asking the dudes in the section, do you know these? Who you know?
She kept talking about niggas with money. I'm like, bitch, I have money.
I'm the nigga with the money. You need to be worried about me.
I'm looking for a nigga with money. I'm trying to get you.
You need to try to
lose me. I'm standing right in front of you. You still want a nigga.
I am the nigga with money.
I'm trying to miss your blessing.
She's like, this nigga, that nigga. I said, bitch, one fish, two fish, red fish.
Blue fish, bitch, it's me.
It's me. I am the nigga with money.
I said, I have money. I'm not worried about that.
Get for the trees.
Put your tongue out. Shut up.
No, blow it. See the forest for the trees. Oh, Lord.
That is
great. Blowing my high. All that to say, Be Simone still out here wilding.
After all this healing, bitch. She's still out here kissing girls.
The fact of the matter is that there's duality to all of us.
There has to be.
There has to be.
I believe in my truth. Right. To make it the original question. Right. What's more important? The way you perceive me on this podcast or my reality?
Which one? Always the other.
My shades back on. Y'all not finna see my soul.
No, oh, for real.
Gosh. Keep them shades off.
I'm sleepy, yeah.
Because that's Miami. That's Miami.
Miami. It's the heat.
But I have never been. This is like maybe the gazillion time I've been to Miami with you girls. But we always have a ball.
Every
a
time. Time. Last night was fun, too, though.
Last night was
fun.
We were so.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're like, sir.
Real quick. And then we can move on. Because I don't want to be on this too long.
Don't point at me.
We were at a restaurant, y'all. And we were. Megan knows how I get when I get hungry. She's like, ooh.
I don't even say nothing.
I be in my own world. I start looking for sauce. So something. I'm like, where is the waiter? I don't have sauce. I don't have a dip. Right. I don't have
nothing. I need pepper. She needs pepper.
I was like, pepper. Have it ready. Bring the sauce. If I order ranch.
With fries.
Don't bring the fries. And then I say, where's the ranch? And you just got to go. Matter of fact, bring the sauce first. Right. So when my food lands on
I'm fully prepared. I have everything I need.
We look inside the restaurant, y'all. We waiting on food. I'm irritated. We look inside the restaurant. A girl falls. A little girl falls.
Oh, really?
And Megan goes, oh, is she okay? I said, bitch, I'm just making sure she didn't fall with the food.
Did she have my plate?
I'm making sure that is not the waiter with
no,
the plate.
No, but she had her shades on. Please do it how you did it.
The girl falls, right? I got my shades on. The girl falls. Megan's like, oh, she fell. I said,
what the fuck?
I pulled them shades to the tip of my nose. I said, well, was that, did she have food? Because, bitch, she need to save the damn pasta. I don't give a damn about if she fell or did she fall with my food.
Oh, my God. It was.
I can't talk about that because that.
She was a little girl, too. Okay.
She didn't even work
she
there.
She was like six.
That makes it worse. I'm like, she's
well,
a baby.
She should be out the house at 1 a.m.
No, it was 1 a.m. It was definitely 1:30.
Can I get a tissue?
Sweetie.
Hilarious.
Oh my God. That was hilarious.
Megan was cracking.
I was cracking.
As long as the food wasn't in her hand. I don't give a damn.
Braylon turns into a different
animal.
I mean, it's like.
When she's hungry.
It's unreal.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
So, yeah, those are our past 2 days.
It's been great, though.
It's been so. Today, we're going out with a bang.
Yeah, we got different press. And then the movie screening, our movie screening tonight at 8. So, get ready to be nervous.
Get ready.
We have another panel after that. And then it's Miami again.
It's up.
All right.
So, you want to tell us the good news or what?
Oh, yes. So, I'm so
excited.
Okay,
let's cheers to it.
Yeah.
Let's cheers to that.
I'm so excited for you.
Okay, so I have officially become a talk show host on Revolt's newest show called Black Girl Stuff.
Hey.
And it airs July 13th. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Cheers.
That's exciting. That's major.
Yo, so tell them how you told me.
Major.
When you text me.
I'm like, B, send me a screenshot of what my name is saved in your phone. Because, you know,
years ago,
we did when she was the baby's girlfriend.
Yeah, she did.
She made
everybody change her name.
Everybody, all my friends changed my name in their phone to the baby's girlfriend. Or was it?
Mine was B Simone, the baby's girlfriend.
Yep. Yeah. That y'all, manifestation is real.
Manifestation.
I mean, I never became
I was about to say,
but
is it real?
He followed you around on the cardboard.
I'm like, we have a platonic relationship now.
Yeah, but that ended up manifesting in its own way. And then so at that same time, those years ago, whatever year
that was.
I was
like, what you want your name to be?
Yeah.
It's still the same. I'm about to pull it up.
I said, save my name as Brie Renee, the number one talk show host.
The whole thing.
In America.
Brie Renee, number one daytime talk show host.
Daytime talk show host.
That's
crazy. That's been her name in my phone for over 2 years.
That's crazy.
And so even to want to be a daytime talk show host is like an insane dream. Like that's like, you know, and it's like, but I really fully believe that I could
do it. Yeah.
And that's the power of like manifestation and just working.
And having your friends like believe
believing
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everybody being on the same accord, like our frequency, we all manifesting that. So it was just like to see this is the, I mean, I've manifested other things, but something this big.
This is major.
This is major. For years, like since a little girl. So yeah. It's like, oh my God, you really can do anything yeah. you put your mind to. I've been saying that. But look.
She's but like, look. What's my name on your phone? And I sent it. She's like, V.
Guess what?
That's so exciting. Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm so excited. So it comes out July 13th on Revolt. So check it out. Black Girl Stuff. And we're going to talk about all things Black Girl Stuff.
So now we got to change our names because we got those two goals.
Yeah.
I changed yours to Be Simone the Billionaire.
Yeah, because you had us change it. Didn't she have us change it again?
Billionaire
yeah. B. Yeah, Billionaire B.
I didn't change yours. Megan's is Megan's Bestie Bae with a whole bunch of emojis. She's like, sweetie.
Bestie Bae.
Bestie Bae.
You're Bestie, Billionaire Bestie, I think, in my phone.
Yeah.
I got to change yours to...
I gotta put.
I'm gonna figure out what I want next.
What you want next? Yeah. That's a good thing to do with y'all's friends.
Yeah.
Y'all do that. Mm-hmm. Change their names. That's really cool. Like their goals. And every time you read, every time Brie called or texted me, I see that.
Yeah. And so it's like you putting it back out into the universe. Yeah.
It kind of goes what we talked about at the live podcast that we talked about when we named our, when you kept saying number one podcast in the world, number one podcast in the world. Then it started picking up and then our fans people started saying that number one podcast.
People but, are commenting.
And then the podcast continuously has grown on the
every
chart.
Time.
So crazy. It's very tangible.
Yeah.
It's and like you said, you got to believe it so much that everybody else believes it around mm-hmm. you and they believe it. And mm-hmm. every time you're getting a step closer, it's like getting back. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it to you too yep. as well.
Yeah. Because so that dope. Power, the life and death is in the tongue. Yeah. So they put that out there too. They're manifesting
they're
it too.
It.
And
yeah.
so
yeah.
many vision boards we've made. It's so crazy. I found one because I have all my vision boards I've ever made on the wall. But I just so happened to look up and it was like Brie Renee in the middle. It was one I had actually like wrote down different things like goals, not pictures. And so on the side of this, I just so happened to be bending down to pick something up and it had networks on like the list of the networks that I wanted to work with.
Mm.
And Revolt was number one on that.
Wow.
Revolt is number one on that list. Revolt, I have Free. ABC, BET, which I've done. HBO.
That gives me chills.
Literally. Stars, which I've done.
That's
and
lit.
Since I made that.
Yeah.
That's and so incredible. I literally have a video on my phone of when I saw it, I started screaming because I just felt like, oh my God. Like that was God letting me know. Like if you just believe it, that was 2018
that
when
shit
I made
is
that.
Real.
That stuff is real.
It's real. It's real.
And that's why the Bible says write the vision down and make it plain.
Make like, it plain.
You gotta write it down.
Literally.
And then
literally.
Go back and be like, see?
Literally.
Yeah. You did that. You did that.
And it's just celebrating. Celebrating.
Yes.
I celebrated so hard in that moment alone. I was in my house alone, but I was literally, I have a video I'll show you. I was screaming at the top of my lungs like, oh my God, I said I wanted to do this and I did it. I didn't even really remember writing it down.
It's crazy.
That's how crazy it was, but it's been on my wall and I see it all the time. I just had to bend down to see it and get closer.
That's amazing.
Everything that's that was on my vision board happened.
Has happened.
Every single thing.
And that's why we got to keep making them. I think that this growth and manifesting is not
we need
like,
to do
oh,
it annual.
I did I it and I manifested this. You know
you
what
have
I'm
to
saying?
Keep
manifesting. You got to keep
and be specific.
No, you got to be very specific.
Specific.
It said write it down and make it plain.
Clear, not
my
clear.
My vision board said trending. I was trending and I was canceled.
Trending for
you gotta
good.
Be specific.
Positive trending.
Yeah. You need to be specific.
Specific.
As possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's incredible. And we encourage all of you guys.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait till the 1st of January.
Yeah.
No. Do it today.
Yeah.
Do it today. Anytime you feel inspired or you feel like I'm setting new goals, I want new things. And do it in that moment. Do it.
And you're not always going to feel good.
Right.
Do it
and
when
I think
you feel good.
When I made that one, that specific one, I wasn't feeling inspired.
Yeah.
I actually was feeling kind of lost and unsure about who I was at that moment.
And what you wanted.
And that's why I sat down with the marker and I wrote Brie Renee in the middle. And then I'm like, who is Brie Renee? What if I could have it my complete way?
What would that look
what
like?
I wrote down brands that I wanted to work with and certain, you know, and a lot of things on there has come to fruition. Like I wrote down wanted to have my waist trainer business. That's
you
on
got
there.
That.
I got
yep.
it. So it's just writing. I didn't know who I was at the moment. So sometimes even if you aren't feeling inspired and you just inspired and you want to figure out the next steps, you can sit down and plan it out, write it out. You don't always
have to make sense.
The pictures
the
either. Yeah. It could just be words.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Make it work for you.
But we need to do we need to host like an annual, we should.
We can.
That's because we believe in that.
I do.
Like
100%.
We live by it.
100%.
I live by it.
And it's
that.
Not
it's
just
real.
For other people. We actually are living it and doing the work.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you one. I wrote down that year I went through the worst year of my life.
Yeah.
When, right after we moved.
Yeah.
I wrote in my journal. I still got it in my prayer corner at home. I wrote down, I said, I'm going to write down if I could have my life the way I wanted it.
Like?
What
would
that look like? Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I want to have like interviews and talk to people. Like I want to have, I want to sit in front of a camera and I want to talk to people and interview them because I really enjoy interviews. Wow. Like I love talking to people. I literally wrote it out how I wanted it to look, everything. A year later.
Wow. That's your job.
Yeah. We just interviewed Tabitha Brown.
Now we know for sure that if you do that, you can have those things. It doesn't matter how crazy it might sound.
And I was in the worst place of my life when I wrote that. That's what I'm saying. I was in the worst place of my life. And I said, I'm going to write down what I want. Like, what does that look like?
Same.
If I can have it my way,
what does that look like? That is the how and the when, I feel like.
Yeah.
Y'all so worried about how. You didn't.
But what if that didn't matter?
That's what I'm saying. What if it doesn't matter? You have to dream like it doesn't matter. Yeah. You have to plan like it doesn't matter. You don't have to. And sometimes I didn't know how I was going to get a remote when I was waitressing in a strip club.
How?
I was waitressing in the strip club. And my family owns strip club.
Y'all, Bree's family owns one of the biggest
strip clubs.
The first black owned strip club in the city of Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
The Blue Flame Lounge, been around 45 years plus, like 50 something. But but being from that environment and working and waitressing in there, so many people thought like, oh, this is so dope. This is so cool. You're going to grow up and be, and run this place. Like, and I'm like, well, my mama don't really want to be here like that. So.
Right.
You know, and then even my mom went on to have her own female owned construction company that is actually make more money than the Flame.
Right.
And people were, and my mom was like, you should come work for me. Like I have built this amazing and she's built this amazing business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's doing so good, but I still had my own dreams. Yeah. And I still wanted to make my own lane and find my own legacy. Yeah. So it was like, you know what, I'm gonna just have this, I have this wild crazy dream and it doesn't matter. I don't know how.
But
I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I don't know how. And just put but it's gonna happen.
One foot at a time.
I'm so proud of you.
And you use where you were. Like you didn't resent where you were.
No,
you were there. You showed up, and you just kept. Yeah,
and I was the best at what I like. Not better than the best bottle girl, but you know,
you're like, I was the best.
I was the best at what I was at that moment. Yep. I showed up just being Bree.
Yourself.
And just being fully aware, like you said, and using whatever resources God gave me. I met so many rappers and people in that environment. Yep. Hey, you want to come on my radio show? Or you know what I mean? And network that way until you got to network where you are. God gonna give us all what we need right now at this moment.
Yeah.
And you just got to use it. And if I'm not using this to my fullest capability, how can I ask him to give me something else?
Yeah.
Let me tap out this level before I keep asking God for more.
And showing up where you are means showing up where you are.
Because how you do anything is how you do everything.
I believe that now.
I truly believe that.
I believe that.
No.
When I go to like a Starbucks or I go to a store, a grocery store or anything, I pay attention I'm like always interviewing people for jobs.
Yeah.
In my head, because I'm the type of person where it's like, I know where we want to take this and I want people who get it.
Get it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I watch people when they work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you got a shitty attitude.
Yeah.
And you working at Starbucks or McDonald's.
You putting that energy into my frappe.
And right.
And that got to go into my spirit.
You know how happy I was to get in this line and get that frappe? And then here you come with your fucked up.
And you irritated. Because you at work today.
And that's going into my...
You irritated because you got a job.
And, because you got a job. But you... And you don't know an opportunity.
Right.
You got
you don't know who you serving.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
You don't know who you serving.
You don't know who you serving.
My mom used to tell me that all the time. She was like, you're always in an interview. You never know who you're serving.
You don't.
You don't know
that's
who...
That's crazy.
That's why you treat people... You be consistent.
Right.
You treat
because you
right.
never
yeah. Yeah.
know. I used to have... When I was in the banking world, I would have customers come in with overalls, dirty sneakers, and they would
account
be
on millions.
Multi-millionaires.
You don't know.
Yep.
And I would watch how other people would treat them
based off,
and then treat a man who walked in with a suit like, oh, can I get you?
That's crazy.
That man don't got no money.
Nothing. Yeah.
He live paycheck to paycheck. Accounts.
Right. So again,
that's crazy.
Perception or reality.
Facts. That's so crazy. You talking about perception of reality. So we were talking about this, the documentary.
Girl.
Yeah, I hate that I haven't seen it yet.
There's this documentary on Netflix.
So I brought it up yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask everybody if they saw it. It's called Our Father. We watch it on Netflix.
First of all, do y'all share y'all's passwords with y'all's? I'm not talking to you. You share your...
Yeah.
But it's your account?
Yeah, it's my account. By the way, friends, my grandma, my homegirl, people use it.
But it's like, stop.
I can be on your account.
That's fine. But she be going, and then I got to start
her own profile.
Yeah, get your own. Create your own profile.
I like to be mom. That's you.
No, not mom.
I'm like, it'd be like, continue watching. I'm like, no, I wasn't watching that. Get your own profile.
Because then she's going to not see things that she might want to watch. Yeah, because you already
watched it. You fucking up my algorithm.
Yeah.
All I see is Malcolm X, Denzel.
Every day. Y'all know I watch this every day.
But anyway, okay, yeah. So there's this documentary that you all, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and I asked yesterday because Brie is a...
I'm a product of artificial insemination. So my mom is gay. Her and her wife at the time in the 90s said, hey, let's have a kid together. They went and picked out a donor, and I was born through artificial insemination. But this documentary is about a fertility doctor in Indiana.
Yeah,
did. And he was basically artificially inseminating these women.
These women went to him because they couldn't have babies. They were having problems with fertility. Mm-hmm. And either with their husband, the sperm count was low, or they couldn't get pregnant or whatever.
And that is a very stressful
process.
I bet.
And very sensitive. So for every woman, because like for women who really want to have a baby and can't,
that's so
as
sad.
A woman,
yeah,
you feel like something is wrong. Because I remember when I was trying to get pregnant after I had my oldest and couldn't, and I felt like something was wrong with me.
Yeah.
So when you go through that, I've never been through IVF, so I'm not trying to speak on behalf of any woman has, but I can only imagine you
already
wanting that.
Yeah. Already upfront, it's stressful, it's emotional.
It's
or
sensitive.
Even the process of like how much thought goes into picking out a donor. Like my mom put so much thought into picking out a donor. And so for this guy to sometimes not even use those donors, like I thoroughly went through this profile and made sure that this was the right father for my child.
So y'all, what the doctor was doing, instead of using this donor, the donor can only, I think, give his sperm three times anyway.
That's a law.
Not a law. That's just like their practice.
They're around.
Yeah.
Like only three times you're not going to have all these kids or whatever. He was, instead of using their husband's sperm.
Or the donors
or
that
the donor
picked
that
out.
They picked out. He was using his.
His own sperm. He would go into the office because they were like, you even have to keep the sperm warm. At a certain room temperature. So that's how soon and quick he was doing it. He would go in his office, ejaculate.
While they were getting undressed.
Yeah, and then come back in and inseminate them with his sperm.
With his sperm.
So it turns out that
30 years later.
He has over 100 kids.
And counting.
And counting.
They're still finding siblings every single
day. And these women had no idea that he was even their child's father.
I have like chills because I can't even put into words.
30 years later, you realize that's not my child? The men,
For the men, for the women, for the child.
Yeah.
It's
so disturbing.
It's so disturbing.
But what really got me is how the judicial system did nothing about it. He literally got off on trial. He went to court like on a civil suit. There's no law against what he did.
Jesus.
Because it doesn't constitute as rape because they technically consented to being inseminated. It wasn't forceful. So I just swapped out who I inseminated you with, and he only had to pay a $500 fine. But the thing was, all these people in the community came up and helped get him off because they were like,
a great person.
He donates to the church. Like, what? But that
y'all not gonna get me right here.
You technically raped all these women.
You violated
your sperm. You violated
you
my body.
You violated me
and my child.
And and there are people showing up here knowing why this man is on trial.
Mind blowing.
And you showed up to talk about what the fuck he was doing at church.
Right. Mind blowing.
Like it don't.
What the
like,
fuck he was doing in the community.
Mind blowing.
And meanwhile, he just violated.
About what he doing in his office 5 minutes before he comes in between my legs. Like you are wild. That's wild to me. It was insane.
So again, what's more important?
Back to Megan's original question from episodes ago.
Right.
We're not going to say what episode, but it was a few ago.
Right.
What is more important? How the world perceives you.
How a community perceives you or what the fuck you actually was doing.
Behind closed doors.
And how traumatized all these people are.
they don't know their real, I mean, they know their real father, but the father they've had for 30, 20 plus years is not their biological father.
Do you know how
those fathers were devastated? He's devastated.
This is so sick and disgusting. You have to watch it.
It's so good.
What's sick and disgusting is the fact, two things. One, that you guys said that there were other doctors.
No, yeah, there's over 40-something doctors in the U.S. that has done the same thing.
But what's really crazy is that, like, when you think about the medical industry, like, it's called practice.
Yeah.
It's practice. Like, they're not, you know what I mean? It's like, it's trial and error.
Yep.
And I'm like, y'all ain't got no law.
Just not one.
Because it's a human body. But I mean, it's a woman's body, but we got all these other laws about women's body, but we can't protect them. So let's not go there. But that's what creeped me out though.
But that's why there is no law, because it's a woman's body.
Right.
Because you can't artificially inseminate a man. Because if we did, I bet there'd be a law about it.
If we violated men like that, it would be a problem.
Crazy.
It would be a major problem.
Crazy.
For sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
It's so
wild. And I brought it up, y'all, because that is how Brie was made.
So it's so crazy because afterwards, when they're saying, like, oh, there's still hundreds of kids coming, like, they're still counting.
There's one sibling that started it all. She's like, I am not stopping until I find all my siblings.
Yeah. Wow. And all of them come out. And they're literally, it's so bad to the point they're like, if you've ever used this doctor
right. They're like,
if you've ever been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you need to call right now. Because
877 Koch, no.
Right.
Jesus. For real. But because they also said that there were other 40 other doctors that have been known to do the same thing. I was like, I have to know if I have siblings. I'm coming for you. You owe me back child support. Your test? So yes, I actually ordered the test from 23andMe. That's the same place that all these people use.
Wow. I want to do that.
It's a DNA test, so it tells you like your history, your ethnicity and stuff like that. But it'll connect me with anybody else that has done a DNA test. So it could be my cousin on my dad's side a sibling or whatever, whoever's connected.
That's cool.
So I'm waiting for the results.
Wow.
That's going to be interesting.
I don't have a million of you guys. I don't have any money. So don't come over here.
I know I got this revolt job, but don't come over here.
Come over here.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
So I'm excited to see how that turns out. But
I got
to
go watch that.
You got
to. But I just feel like it's triggering just hearing about it. Yeah. So I can only imagine.
And
so
the daughter was like, every time I walk outside and see a stranger that looks like me, it's in her mind. Like, this could be my sibling.
She was like, I could have literally dated my brother and wouldn't even know it.
And wouldn't even know it.
Because they all were in this, like, small town radius proximity. Of each other.
I just feel like children don't get the benefit of fully considering their lives in the world.
I don't think so either.
I just, like, that is so unfair.
Yeah.
For men who just, you know, recklessly go around sleeping with a bunch of women and getting them pregnant. I'm like, y'all don't think about how your children may feel about
it.
Yeah. Like, I know how I feel. I have four sisters. You know what I'm saying? And we all have different moms.
Yeah.
And we're not close. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
even those
I could have a connection with them, but we just
don't relate all the way.
We just don't. We're just not close.
Yeah.
So I could only imagine. My dad got, there's five of us. I can only imagine if there's
100.
100? 100.
Because 100. You feel like that's still your family.
That's still your blood.
Your blood.
We got the same daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my dad is this sick doctor.
He's sick.
My dad.
Yeah, that's my real dad. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, he can't be my daddy because he was blonde hair, blue eyes. So
you said he ain't
like,
mine.
I'm good. He ain't mine. I'm good.
Right, right.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Well, we were talking about how it's so necessary to take inventory.
Why were we talking about that, though? What happened?
Over your life. Because the season that I'm in. I had to really take inventory of my life and make real boundaries. And now I'm in the, it took me so long to get to the place of even being able to establish what my boundaries needed to be.
100%. Mm.
And now that I know those, I'm like holding them. And I have to continuously take inventory to see who's respecting those boundaries, if I'm respecting those boundaries. Because what I realized in life is like, you can't improve anything if you aren't monitoring it.
Mm. Yeah, and mindful of it.
Mm. I can't be like, oh, I want to improve. I want to save money and I don't make a budget. I used to do this thing when I was in a strip club. I used to have me and all my friends. I used to tell them, let's, and I did this for years. Mm-hmm. I did this for 2 years. I saved $100,000 by this. It's a tip, money tip.
Wow.
Write down every single day. I would write down in a little notebook from the Dollar Tree. I would write down every single penny that I spent.
Mm.
I didn't eat at first, the first 10, 15 days, I didn't change any of my habits. I'm just monitoring.
Yeah, seeing what I do.
Seeing what I do naturally. Because I don't know what I do. We do so much. You don't know your cards so much all the time.
It's ridiculous.
You put food in your mouth. You don't even realize how much you ate that day or what you ate. Like you do, we do things unconsciously because we're just living. We got so many things on our mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's like write down every single dollar that you spend for 30 days. The first 15 days, you not even don't make any changes. You won't even make it 15 days because after that, you're going
to like,
you're going to be like, I give Starbucks $150 a week.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm spending this, whatever a month, you're going to naturally start to make adjustments if you want to improve in that area because you're mindful of it and you're monitoring it. So I realized if I have to be mindful and monitor my money, I did that to save money. If I had to, I use this app called MyFitnessPal to like lose weight and I write down, it's a food diary.
Yeah.
I write down everything I put into my mouth that day and whether I'm working out or not. If I have to do that to make sure I'm staying on top of my weight, then I have to do that in my relationships. We out here giving out, I'm giving out energy and it's just like running a clothing line. Like she was saying when she would have to take inventory for products. How am I going to sell this product? And I don't even know if I got it in stock.
Because I'm not paying attention. Crazy. I'm not being mindful.
Because I'm just selling. I don't even know if I have it anymore. Yeah. So if I'm just giving out, if I'm just giving out energy to you, you know what I'm saying? And overpouring, I don't even know if I have that to give.
And then when you need to give it, it's gone.
Right. Because I haven't taken inventory.
Because I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm at that place where we were talking about just taking inventory of your life and monitoring
everything.
So how do
you do that in relationships?
In relationships, I think you have to continuously. I don't think it's like a one time thing. I think every, like, periodically you need to come in and be like, okay, how does this benefit me? Mm-hmm. How am I being drained in any area? Mm-hmm. Am I overgiving in any area? And if I'm overgiving, what am I overgiving? Sometimes we overgive because we're trying to get that back. Mm-hmm. I noticed that about me. Like, I would love kind of like overpour, but it's like I'm giving you that because I secretly want you to give me that. Mm-hmm. But if I take inventory, I can be like, oh, let me just take that. I don't have to overly do that and feel unappreciated when you don't give it back. I could just do that for me.
For myself.
For me.
I could do that for me.
Yeah.
You know, I can do it for me.
Yeah. So just being mindful of how you're spending your energy, your love, your feelings, and you know when things don't feel right.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't vocalize it or say it to somebody, like, just, and I literally have a note in my, I started taking tally.
Yeah.
Add to the tally.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you're on strike three.
Right.
No, seriously.
Seriously. Because you will accept so much from friends, guys, or whatever, and you like, oh, no, it's this, no, this, you know, but it's like, no, I have to monitor how many times I've had to mention this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's like, actually on the 12th.
Yeah.
Wow.
I asked you on the 14th.
Wow.
I asked you on the 15th.
I asked you on the 15th. By the 24th, I'm out of here. I'm not asking.
Yeah.
Because I see and I have documented where I'm at with it. And so I use that to like.
And I think it's important to do that with the relationship you have with yourself first.
Yeah.
Like, focus on you. So much your relationships. For like, first it needs to be taking inventory of your own life.
Yeah. Of course.
And what, like, you need to fix. For me, I have to do that on a probably minute by minute, hourly by hourly basis, so that I don't have anxiety and so I don't have depression. Mm. And so, and when those things come, I have to take inventory of even that moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening in this moment? What just happened?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like this? Yeah. What is this feeling? Yeah. What's the root of it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm annoyed, but okay, but what's really the root of it?
What am I really, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like really, but, and it's work.
It is work.
It's not easy. Yeah. But once you do it, once you get a system down, it's just like when I managed a cosmetic department in Nordstrom. It's like, once you get your system down,
you repeat the system
is down.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you go from doing 15 hours of inventory to maybe doing three. Because now you've built a system within yourself, and you're checking like, okay, I feel this right now. Okay, what just happened? Where am I? Who's around? Mm-hmm. Who are the players involved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm noticing that every time I have this
interaction with you, I feel this. And I don't know what that is.
I can go search this out. Yeah. And now I can dig deeper into what's happening with that.
Yeah.
Because that has been a trigger for me because I've taken inventory of myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand what that is doing for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Even the things that you eat, people would talk about. Like, I had to get hard on myself. Remember when we were all in the car, me, you, and Ashley.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you talk about sleep deprived. Like, you can't sleep. You can't stop drinking Red Bull. Why are you drinking four coffees a day and then drinking two Red Bulls and then talking about I can't sleep?
Because you weren't mindful of it. You had to take inventory.
I had to take inventory. Right. God had to literally be like, well, Megan, actually, you don't. It's not that you can't sleep. It's that you're not being mindful of what you're putting in your body. When's the last time you just drank water?
And
then you talk about you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Well, what are you falling asleep to? You leave the TV on.
Right.
And then you talk about I have nightmares.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
You're not giving yourself no peace in that moment. Yeah.
Sometimes we like to go to like, I need to go to the doctor, and you should get evaluated. I encourage everybody to get evaluated if you're feeling things strongly.
Yeah.
Go get evaluated. But sometimes it's like, actually, like, you, I know it's like kind of trendy, like, don't eat pork, but like, maybe you really can't because it really fucks with your body, your vibration level, and you can't deal with that.
It's just that self-awareness.
It's just self-awareness.
And even on the flip side of that, like you said, when we're paying attention to all the bad things or how the negative emotions that we're feeling, but taking inventory of also the good, you have to make sure.
Why do I feel like this right now? I'm happy right now.
What just happened? I feel good in this moment. What's happening?
Just happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way you also won't judge your feelings. Because mm-hmm. like me going through grief right now, I lost my uncle. And then me also walking into this greatest season of my life. At the same time, I have felt guilt. I caught myself feeling guilty for like one day after the funeral. I was happy because of the blessings that I had. And I'm like, wait, I'm not supposed to be happy. And it's like, yes, you
know.
You in this moment, if you feel that, you can be happy because I have something that is giving me that joy. And when I feel sad again or miss him, I feel that as well. But taking inventory and being aware and being mindful why you're feeling what you're feeling, knowing the root of it and being aware of it.
Because every feeling comes with a message. I really believe that. Like whatever you're experiencing, even with anxiety and depression, like I have gotten out of a really bad season, but I still experience anxiety and depression.
Yeah. We all do. Yeah.
But I don't allow it to, and I talked about this at the live show, like I don't allow it to stay. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge it for what it is. I take all the information and inventory in that moment. What are you trying to teach me? Okay, what are you, so like this is happening because God allowed it to happen, one. So what's happening in this moment and what do I need to gain from this? And then I tell it to go. Because now I've gotten what I needed to gain. Now you have to go. And that's the thing. We don't take authority in telling that thing to leave. You can't stay here. Yes, you can come.
Letting it simmer.
You can get, if you're here, I'm going to get the information, but you got to go. You can't stay.
I love that. Because I always be like, I get down, but I don't stay there.
Because
I'm not going to let you allow you to keep me there. I'm learning the lesson. I'm down because like you said, I'm sad either because I'm experiencing some type of grief or I didn't get my way or something, you know what I mean? I'm going to learn whatever that thing is and then I'm going to get up because I'm going to get up. I get down, but I don't stay there.
You can't.
It's you have so to make every important. Decision to move. It's so important to do that. Like to literally, I was just talking to a friend that was telling me she's experiencing anxiety for the first time having anxiety attacks. And I was telling her, like I tell people, something is trying, it's a signal, like something's trying, there's tell information.
You
like I don't reject that part of me of feeling depressed or having anxiety because I believe that God allowed it to happen and I believe that there's something in it that I need.
That you're trying to get.
And when you start to reject it, you're rejecting those messages.
Much that you can't even hear the lesson.
I'm like, so don't reject those feelings. Don't accept them. They can't have residence in you.
But evaluate them.
And try to understand.
Try to understand what's happening and get the lesson or the message and then go from there. You know what I mean?
It sounds just like that book. I really want y'all to read it, please.
I know. You said you was going to buy it. I will read it.
All right.
Book club.
Because you said you wanted to do that. She said she wanted to read Megan said she wanted to read a book together, The Untethered Soul. If anybody has read it, please put it in the comments.
Let's read it together.
We were drunk in a club and she was like, have you read this book called The Untethered Soul?
Brie was like, I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it about?
Mind blowing.
Buy me a book. It's my love language. Is it? I love books. Really? Yes. You can always buy me a book.
Buy me a book.
Beast Mom's buying me that one.
Untethered Soul. So good. We'll reconvene. All you got to do is get through the first 30 pages.
Okay.
What?
She's like, that's all I got through.
No, I'm on page 85.
Okay. How many pages?
I think it's 200.
Ooh. Wait,
actually, I'm past 100.
It's good for you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
God told you to read and you're reading.
So we're going to read.
The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer.
There's so much knowledge.
I want to answer one of these.
Okay. You do?
Yeah.
And Bree's like, I don't have to go. See it. 753.
Bree said, like I said the other day, sweetie. I am on vacation.
I am on a trip.
I
want to
do it
right
now.
She said, so yeah, what else are we talking about? Because it's like, I got time. Let's
go ahead. Which one?
You do it better?
Yeah. Nope.
Pick a card, any card.
Okay, what's a financial challenge that you have that I don't realize? A financial challenge that you have that I don't realize.
Like what though? Like a deep financial problem?
I don't know. Maybe should I do another one?
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to get a fence. That's the only thing that's on my heart.
Oh, okay. What do you think is my next mountain to climb?
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
I know.
My next mountain.
My next mountain.
Dang. I think you're climbing your next mountain right now.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the beginning of your climb. Yeah. You have had some major life shifts, and it is turning you into the most beautiful. I mean, like, mind-blowing beauty. Like, it's I can see it.
Can't even
like,
believe.
I see it.
Yeah.
And you are literally starting your, like, yeah,
the way you maneuver through what you've been going through, y'all wouldn't even believe it. I know. What? Like, matrix, I mean, on them hoes. Yeah.
And, but being present in it all the whole time.
And accepting
time.
It.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, this is my reality. This is what I'm going through.
This is where I'm at today.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about tomorrow, but right now, this is where,
I
really do. I don't think, I mean, I have said it and I know that you guys know, but I just really, really appreciate you guys being there for me throughout all of these
changes. So quick. Like you said, the good, the bad, the ugly is happening at the same time simultaneously.
Okay, so let me tell y'all. I have time. No,
what? I'm like,
what? She's over there, y'all.
In a matter of 2 months, I had a miscarriage.
Jesus.
I lost my uncle who was like my dad.
Jesus.
I got a new job, the job of my dreams. Mm. And I broke up with my boyfriend.
In eight weeks. That is crazy.
Boom, that's boom, a boom. Lot. And it took real obedience.
Yeah.
And because just faith.
Yeah.
My faith is so strong in God right now. It's like, okay, like you said, okay, God, you want me to be experiencing this right now. What am I supposed to get from this?
Yep.
Let me learn it. So I don't gotta go through this.
Yep.
No more.
And clearing stuff out. And even though it looks so ugly, it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
He put all the pieces together. He's like, all right, for you to be the best in revolt, I gotta
move this around for you.
Yep.
I gotta make room. I gotta clear the, and it's just, I need to clear your mind, your mental space, your energy, all of that. And I appreciate how much, because I didn't go through these 8 weeks publicly. I didn't, this is like my first time ever even speaking about any of this.
Yeah.
And so for you guys to just gather around me from day one of the first trip.
Yeah, I was like, no, we got to pull up.
Megan was like, we're pulling up.
I said, we're pulling up on her.
We had so much fun.
It was so fun.
And we went through it all. We cried. We laughed. We went through it all.
And that's what I love about women. Like,
in our circle.
And our friends.
It's so possible. I was saying that yesterday on the panel. Like, this shit is real.
Real.
Yeah.
Outside of the camera. There's so many moments that we have intimately. Even last night.
Yeah.
I was laughing on the bed for hours and talking. And everything isn't documented. But it's very, very real. And it's possible with Black women.
And
I just, to be there for each other and show up. And just show up for each other and cheer for each other. Like,
and cry with each
other.
And
cry with each other. Yeah. Like, we didn't put it on social. Like, we were just at our house.
It's like, I'm depressed over here. I don't know how I feel today. I feel crazy.
And overwhelmed.
Yeah. And then just having people be like, you know what? And I realized that about me through this, I am so used to just doing it anyway or being strong and getting shit done that I don't know how to ask for what I need sometimes. But having people that love you enough to be like, do you need this? Because you might not ask.
Because you might not ask.
Yeah. But just knowing, oh my God, y'all see my heart to see that I'm struggling. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to carry this case of water in the house, but if somebody offered help.
Thank you for helping. After your miscarriage that you spoke about, was it a couple days later? I saw you at the radio station. You posted a picture. You were hosting something live.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I went to work.
I couldn't believe it.
I just kept working.
I could not believe it.
Before I even knew.
The world didn't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm looking at you. I'm like, my friend is hurting.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Because you had told B.
Yeah.
And I seen something on her social media. And I asked B. I was like,
is Bri okay? I said, you should talk to her.
I said, something's off. I said, is she all right? Uh-huh. And she said, you need to talk to her. And that's when I text you.
Yeah. And I know.
But to watch you maneuver, I mean, like.
It was wild.
You ran a course.
Yeah. It was though.
I mean, like you ran, the way you did that needs to be
wild.
Copy paste.
I'm telling you,
I've never seen somebody maneuver through grief like that.
Yeah.
Ever. And have to be a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard. I was like, well, I'm a damn good actress.
Right?
I think that's what helped, because it was like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go to work. And I couldn't take off. I had to be to work the next
day.
But
even through that, you were never like, I'm okay. I'm fine. Like our personal conversation.
I was not okay.
You said that. Yep. You were never like, I'm okay. It's okay. Like whatever. You were like, no.
No.
you'd be crying, you'd be okay when I'm at work, I'm here, but you allowed yourself to not be okay.
You allowed yourself to feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like as Black men, we don't give ourselves permission
to feel
because we have to be the ones to do it.
Because we know we still got to go to work. We know the bills still got to get paid. We know if we don't do it, ain't nobody else
there's no
do
choice.
It. Yeah, but even though I knew those things and I still had to do what I had to do in those moments, like you said, when I felt it or when the mic, I was at the radio station, swear to God, in there by myself. Hey, y'all, Streets 945. And turn it off and boo-hoo
sobbing.
Boo-hoo sobbing. I got 20 minutes to cry this out until my next break.
Wow.
And be, you know what I mean? And just because you have to allow yourself to feel it. I'm not bottling nothing up. And even losing my uncle just made me realize, like, life is so short. I don't want nobody to be confused about how I feel.
Mm-hmm, ever.
I want to tell you.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you whether
I'm sad. I'm happy. Yeah.
I want you to know it's so short and I don't want any regrets.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. like losing somebody, especially that fast, that quick. It's just like, wow, I never, and this is the first death that I've experienced in my family. Like my family has had no one has died in my family in 32 years.
I've never experienced that either.
Yeah. Wow. So to have that, it's like, okay, I knew people die.
Yep.
But I didn't.
To go through it.
Yeah, it's like, no, I literally was just talking to you. And now you're not here.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You can't put into words what that feeling is.
No, and grief is so unique.
It's
different
mm-hmm.
for everybody.
Everybody. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I know my mother's grieving differently than I'm grieving. Yep. You know, we all, even though we lost the same person.
Yeah.
So you just have to be mindful of that, like, of yourself. You don't have to think, like, I think I thought grief looked a certain type of way as well. Mm-hmm. So not judging myself for feeling mm-hmm. whatever I feel. I was angry.
Yeah.
Day one, I was angry. And I,
you
I said told
that,
my
you told us that.
Yeah.
You
told I told everybody, I'm angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm upset.
What was the anger about?
Well, for me, and that was when I lost my uncle. I was angry because I was like, one, God, why do you keep making, why did I just lose two major things like
mm-hmm.
this?
Mm-hmm.
And also I was angry because my uncle was such a pivotal person in my family. Mm-hmm. He was everybody's dad in my mm-hmm. family. All his nieces and nephews. And he was like our favorite uncle. He partied. We smoked weed together. You know what I'm saying? We did everything. Mm-hmm. So it's just like he smoked cigarettes my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But nobody really
challenged him
to quit smoking mm-hmm. cigarettes mm-hmm. because he was so everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? He was like, I love you so much. I ain't even tripping off your flaw or your mm-hmm.
right.
or your vice.
Yes.
Wow. I'm not going to hold you accountable to that because I love you so much and you do so much for
me. And you're so good in
all the other
areas.
You can have that one back.
So I don't need to talk to you about this.
I was angry with myself and my entire family, and I told them that. I told my family, these grown adults, my elders, I'm never going to sit by and let any of you do anything that I know is going to hurt you
and not say something
ever again.
And they were like, well, he was an adult. We can't make him. Yeah, but I hate that I didn't speak up mm-hmm. and say something.
Because I got to live with that.
I got to
say
live
something.
With that.
Mm-hmm. That didn't mean he was going to change. It didn't mean he was going to stop. But at least you said it.
At least I know I said it. And
you
I
did
got,
your part.
I know better. I would never let B. Simone sit here and smoke cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah. I would be like,
what
it clearly
doing?
Says now.
Yeah.
On the,
yeah.
Causes, it's very blatant.
It's very clear.
And he knew that.
Very clear, yeah.
We again, think we're different. Yeah. Or it's not going to happen to us.
Yeah.
So he went into the hospital and was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Jesus.
Like, literally, when he got into the hospital and 10 days, 12 days later, he was gone. He never left the hospital. And it happened
like
so
that.
Fast.
2 weeks.
Walked into the hospital.
Jesus.
When he was in the hospital, he could not breathe on his own. Heart could not beat on his own. He was on 3 different life supports.
Lord have mercy.
You know how hard that was to watch? I was angry because I felt like, not that you did this to yourself, but we didn't help you.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. didn't help stop you from doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was mad about that.
Yeah.
And but you know, just not judging myself for being angry and letting everybody
know. That's a part of grief. It's the grief cycle.
Yeah.
Anger is a part of that. And when it comes, you have to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Like, and it happens all the time. Grief isn't just
one
secluded
way.
To
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
grieve
yeah.
things
all the time.
Yeah.
You grieve the loss of relationships. You grieve the
your
loss
breakup,
of a job.
A
you grieve
yes.
the loss of a job opportunity or a business. Like, we grieve things all the time.
All the time.
And it's a cycle.
And you don't know how you're going to grieve either. Yeah. So I just genuinely appreciate my friends being there because I couldn't tell you what I needed at any of those moments. Yeah. But you guys were there to offer whatever it was that I needed. And sometimes give me suggestions. So I'm like, wow, I really did need to just see y'all.
Mm. I think the other really, really important thing that I want to point out about how and why I said you like ran a course in this because you made it count. Like you were like, I'm not going to go through all of this and still be the same Bree.
No.
I saw you do a, when I say a quick work, I seen Shift. It quick. I mean, God did a quick work in you and you accepted it. And it was like, I'm not,
fight him.
I'm not, because I'm not going to endure all this pain and it be not for nothing.
For nothing.
Why?
You were searching for the answer.
Why?
You have to be searching.
You, Bree said, I'm not listening to music.
I don't want
to
listen to that.
She said, I can't listen to music right now. Yep. I need to be listening to something motivational, a sermon, something.
I needed to spiritual.
You said, I'm not watching TV past nine.
No.
And I say that to encourage y'all that when you go through something, a grief, a pain, a traumatic situation. I'm telling you, don't let it be for nothing. Let that, God trusted you with that pain. Now take that pain and let him produce his purpose in you. She's going to live her purpose in a, like, it's insane.
A whole different
person. Because you allowed that pain to produce something great inside of you. You accepted that.
Yeah.
And how close I got to God from that.
And that was a choice though.
That was a choice.
Because she could have went through all that and be like, fuck this shit.
And be just out there wild and getting drunk. Oh, Bree would have just been like, let's just go to the club. Let's just get drunk. Let's just turn up. Let's like, that's not going to solve anything. Sweetie,
temporary.
You're gonna be drunk. You're gonna wake up hungover and still sad
and cry.
You know what I heard today?
Man,
they said I listened to this law podcast and it's a bunch of analysts who analyze people's behavior in court and stuff like that. And he said the judicial system was never meant to be fair. It's meant to be just. And I thought that that was so interesting because a lot of times I hear myself.
What does that mean?
Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. But it's just.
What's just?
Just in the sense of it's just in the parameters of that situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not fair.
So what's fair to me might not be fair to you.
Yeah. But in the parameter, for law, for example, here's the law. So it may not be fair,
but
for example, people who go to jail for years for marijuana, even though marijuana is legal in multiple states, does that seem fair? It's not fair, but it's just.
Gotcha.
For that situation.
Like you knew this was the law.
Yeah.
That was the law.
And so, and I said all that to say, sometimes we go through things in life that's not fair,
but
it may be just for what God has for you.
And where he needs to bring me.
And where he wants to bring you.
Because where he's about to take me, I need to be right beside him.
Right.
I need to hear him.
And
so loudly.
He loves you enough that he will do anything to say, I got to get you here.
I need you right here
even
with me,
even if I cause you a little bit of pain.
Because if none of that happened,
right now, I promise you, stick with me. Stick with me. Stick with me. Because I'm allowing you to go through this because I know what it's about to produce in you.
And
if
I had
you allow it.
And I had to show God, too, that overall, I will still choose you. I will choose you willingly. I'll choose
every time.
And I will choose you over, I'm going through being sad in this and crying in this grief, but I'm going to choose you right now. Let me go hear you. Let me go seek you and your word to find comfort. I'm sitting in the car and I might want to just listen to music, but I'm going to choose God right now.
Instead of all the temporary satisfactions, all the other stuff.
Instead of choosing going to the club, getting drunk and turning up.
But that also goes back to our original point of taking inventory. You knew what you needed in that moment. I got to take inventory. I can't listen to...
I'm going through some shit. I need
future
God.
Right now.
Right.
Future. Okay, it's starting to look like the Future Hate podcast. We use him every time it's toxic.
He's the toxic king.
That sucks.
But he claims that he walks in that. We ain't saying nothing he don't say about himself.
Jesus.
Future?
Take inventory.
He said, I did. My bank account.
Hey,
y'all niggas love that toxic.
I'm like, what's up?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, this is crazy. I just
take inventory.
No, it's just like I just actually just, you know, talking because talking through that, yeah, like what you experienced, and I'm like, I'm really, really, really proud
so
of you.
So proud of
I'm
you,
grateful.
Man.
I'm grateful. Oh, thank you.
So proud of you. Of you.
Proud of you.
So proud
I choose
of
you.
It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Literally. What? Literally.
Like, beginning.
The beginning. Yeah. Ain't even done shit yet.
You got a TV show. A daytime talk show.
Okay, do practice. Like, what you gonna say?
You gonna say bring me down from the A?
For sure.
Yeah. Period. It's boss, never gonna change.
The first time I met Monique, my boss, I was like, yeah, I'm Brie Renee straight from the A. She literally does not address me as anything else. Yeah. Really? Says the whole thing. She be like, hey, Brie Renee straight from the A.
Every time.
Good.
Every time.
So I'm be like, yeah, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Black Girl Stuff, where we talk all things that Black girls care about. And I'm your host, Brie Renee, straight from the A.
Hey.
Catch me on RuPaul.
So
I love
dope.
That.
Good for you. You're so cute.
I know. I'm excited.
Come on,
you, okay, wait. What do you know for sure? And then what are you saying no to for sure after this episode? What do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to?
I know for sure I can't make it without God.
Well,
amen. I know for sure I need him and I have to seek him in a relationship with him daily.
Daily.
Yeah. I know for sure hourly. I need that.
Yeah.
I know for sure I'm grateful for the amazing friends and the people that God has put in my life to continue to guide me, people who understand my walk and journey with mm-hmm. God, who understand what I need when yeah. I don't know what I need.
Yeah.
You know, I know for sure that that's important
mm-hmm.
and you need
Very.
Some of that.
Yeah.
And what do I,
what are you saying no to for
saying
sure?
No to?
I'm saying no to not choosing what's best for me
mm-hmm.
in Amen. Any given moment. Like, and that doesn't always, I'm saying no to putting other people's feelings over what's important for me
yeah,
at the
yeah,
moment.
Mm-hmm,
and
because yeah.
sometimes I have not set boundaries that were detrimental to myself mm-hmm. because I didn't want to offend the people who I was setting the
yeah,
boundaries with.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm saying no to that.
Walking
yeah.
eggshells,
these are my
happy.
Hardcore
hard nose.
Boundaries.
Nose. Hard nose.
Yeah. Non-negotiables.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. And I'm saying no to tiptoeing around that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Just like I did this weekend. This is here for work, but sweetie, I'm going to relax. Okay? I need a
now
break.
I'm saying no to tiptoeing.
You're right.
I'm not this fucking Billie Jean.
You're right.
I'm not doing that.
Michael's hurt. Really? All that tiptoeing. I'm not doing it no more. I'm not doing it.
Marie, how tall are you? Marie's like, I am 5'9".
I'm 5'9". My ankles hurt, sweet. I can't walk in heels no more. All this tiptoeing you got me doing. I hold my hand, Shekinah. You know, I can't tiptoe no more. I know for sure I'm not doing
I'm
that.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Maybe this tiptoe, all this tipping.
Right.
All this tipping.
I done broke my toenail.
I just got a pedi.
What?
Big toe got acrylic on it.
Right.
Oh, thanks for coming.
That's embarrassing when you got to put the acrylic on your big toe.
I used to love
it.
I just used to do
it. First of all, I have that on right now and it broke and I glued it back on.
She's like, so if you see me in the streets, you don't know me.
Tiptoe around the toe.
Right.
Careful around the big toe.
Right. Careful. I'm so proud of y'all too.
You don't know me.
I'm proud of y'all. I want y'all to know I'm proud of y'all. This is a dope platform. You guys are doing amazing things. You're talking to dope people, having healing conversations, and changing the world. Okay,
don't
change the world.
Changing
the world.
Love you. Brie was, y'all, it is 11.
Okay, I was supposed to leave 20 minutes ago. I know for sure I got to get out of here.
No, you don't.
We love you.
Another episode or what?
I love y'all.
I know. She's like,
but they bring the bun. New day. Like, what?
I love you.
I love y'all, too.
See you when I see you. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
See you in a few hours.
You know, seriously.
Are you coming back here?
Eventually.
You about to leave for real?
I got to.
No, you don't.
Okay, Bree. So tell everybody where they can follow you, follow your journey, so they know, so they can watch the show when it premieres. Yeah. Do you know when it's premiering?
July 13th.
Hey.
July 13th. They're right around the corner, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So follow me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, all that. It's all Twitter, all at Breeze, the name, B-R-I-S-T-H-E-N-A-M-E. You can also catch me on Revolt, Black Girl Stuff, Streets 94.5, radio in Atlanta, YouTube, all that. That's I'm documenting. I definitely
you
like,
been doing good.
Yeah, I've been vlogging. Mm-hmm. I now vlog the Revolt experience too.
Oh,
like,
nice.
The rest of them, I'm put it all together now that it's done.
That's yeah. cool.
I was like, I hope I get this job. I'm sitting here vlogging in this TikTok.
Like, sweet, that's that faith.
Right.
That's
faith.
This
is going to be my job,
y'all.
Yep. So,
no,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's lit.
So I'm going to drop that after the show come out.
So you guys make sure you guys follow Brie and support her and all the things send that she's got going on. Yeah, send her all the love. She doing it. We're proud of you.
Thank you. I love y'all too.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.